Dash. Greater than a bank is a financial institution licensed to receive deposits and make loans that work for making profits from the banking operations. Dash. In most countries, banks are regulated by the national government or central bank to maintain stability and public confidence. Dash. Greater than banks have existed since at least the 14th century. Greater than the oldest bank still in existence is Banca Monte dei Paschi di Siena, headquartered in Siena, Italy, which has been operating continuously since 1472. Greater than the first prototype bank, that is, the merchants of the world, who gave grain loans to farmers and traders who carried goods between cities. This was around 2000 BCE in Assyria, present Syria, India and Samaria, present Iraq. Greater than the first Bank of India was the Bank of Hindustan, established in 1770 and located in the then Indian capital, Calcutta. The oldest commercial bank in India, State Bank of India, originated in 1806 as the Bank of Calcutta. Greater than largest bank globally as of December 2022, by market capitalization is JP Morgan Chase. Greater than history of banking https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/history_of_banking. Dash. A bank failure occurs when a bank is unable to meet its obligations to its depositors or other creditors because it has become insolvent or too illiquid to meet its liabilities. A bank usually fails economically when the market value of its assets declines to a value that is less than the market value of its liabilities. The failure of a bank is generally considered to be of more importance than the failure of other types of business firms because of the interconnectedness and fragility of banking institutions. Dash. Dash. Why do banks fail? Banks are temperamental and sensitive businesses because they operate with significant leverage. The single most important assurance is for the economic value of a bank's assets to be worth significantly more than the liabilities that it owes. 1. Bad loans. The level of credit risk that banks take is necessary for banks to make unwarranted concessions to their credit standard requirements, the quality and valuation of the assets backing and securing the loan portfolios, because of peer competition, which is the competition between banks and other lending institutions, leading to the adverse effect of loan defaults. 2. Funding issues. Banks have balance sheets that carry huge amounts of assets. These assets are generally financed with a combination of short-term credit, bonds, and equity. When a bank has problems refinancing its debt or repaying it, the bank may fail. 3. The bank run. This occurs when a large number of customers of a bank withdraw their funds en masse over concerns of the bank's solvency. The bank, in turn, to fulfill the unexpected demands of redemption, starts to liquidate their investment portfolios at losses, compounding to huge deficits in the balance sheet of the banks. This was typically what happened with the Silicon Valley Bank, recently. To fund the redemptions, Silicon Valley Bank sold a $21 billion bond portfolio consisting mostly of U.S. Treasuries. The portfolio yielded an average of 1.79%, far below the current 10-year Treasury yield of around 3.9%. This forced SVB to recognize a $1.8 billion loss, which it needed to fill through a capital raise. 4. Asset/liability mismatch. When a bank's assets are unmatched to the liabilities supporting them, severe problems can arise. The simplest example is a floating rate liability financing a fixed rate loan. If interest rates rise, the bank pays greater and greater interest on its liability while the fixed rate loan pays the same rate. This mismatch can result in a huge loss. When a large portion of a bank's portfolio is mismatched, the results can be devastating. Dash. Dash. Banks are highly regulated and restricted to engage in any numbers of financial activities. Additionally, banks currently are being subjected to higher capital ratios to offset the new risks they have assumed. Liquidity risk management practices ensure that a bank is able to maintain a level of liquidity sufficient to readily meet both expected and unexpected cash flows and collateral needs without adversely affecting daily operations and the financial condition of the institution, and are highly monitored by the central bank. Broadly, some important liquidity management ratios to resilience the liquidity shocks. The Basel III norms were implemented not only maintain the health of the bank but are also policy tools managed by the central bank to govern the monetary policies. 1. Statutory liquidity ratio, SLR, is a measure of the reserves that commercial banks are required to hold in the form of government bonds, gold, and similar liquid assets. 2. Cash reserve ratio, CRR, is a measure of the reserves that banks need to hold in the form of cash. 3. Liquidity coverage ratio, LCR, is a measure of highly liquid assets which can easily be converted into cash that banks are required to hold. Greater than generally, for trust on the institution, banks carry insurance for their depositors' funds through regulatory institutions with limitations to that coverage. Dash. Recourse. 1. The insolvent bank either borrows from other solvent banks or sells its assets at a lower price than its market value to generate liquid money to pay its depositors on demand. 2. A bank may be taken over by the regulating government agency if its shareholders' equity is below the regulatory minimum. Dash. The cost of bank failure can be high, and if this causes instability in the financial system, which in turn affects the nation's growth rate, then it consequently causes governments or the central bank to intervene in order to organize a rescue package for the failing banks. Dash. All investments involve some degree of risk, may wisdom prevail. Greater than March apostrophe 2023. Dash.